Okay. Very good. Daf Pei Zion would come out to be page 173. So, last week we discussed, again, he quoted the Zohar extensively, that the Ribbono Shel'Olam and his Midas are inseparable. It's an achdus peshuta, something that we can't speak, we can't hear, we can't comprehend it, because for us, all of these things add to our personality, they add to our knowledge. And yet, there is such a thing as the Midas, there is such a thing as the Spheres. So how do we understand what that means to us? That's what he's going to discuss here in Perikyot. Ach mikol makom, nonetheless, hayel v'dibri Torah kaloshim b'nei adam, due to the fact that we find throughout Divrei Chazal that the Torah speaks in a terminology that we can comprehend. That the Torah, to borrow a term, it bends our ear in a way that we can comprehend, that we could hear. And again, he's getting into some heavy, heavy controversy of the serious condemnation against the Mikubalim. How dare they utilize terms like the Sefiros vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You're limiting God, you're defining God. For this reason, permission was granted to those who are wise in the wisdom of truth to utilize the terms of the spheres in a way of a mashal. Here it's not as much of a parable as it is borrowed terminology. Vikaru, here we go. Vikaru eison eiris. And this language we're going to see, depending on which svarim you learn, that this term will be, for instance, Oyer versus Shefa. What's the distinction between those Lashonos? Okay, so now he gives us a great way of kind of wrapping our eyes around this. They're called Oyeris. Why are these Spheres also synonymously used as Oyeris? Kidei. Shall you day HaMoshel Hazeh? By utilizing this Moshel of Oyer, because clearly it's not talking about light. So what's it talking about? Is Yuvan Lanu Ktsas Inyan Hayichud Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Umidaysof. It's to actually give us a glimpse into the unity of Hashem and His Midas. Shehu B'derech Moshel. It's coming to teach us that we should utilize in the way of a borrowed example, Ke'ein Yichud Oyer HaShemesh, Shebedoich Guf Kader HaShemesh. Now he's using the same exact mashal that he used once before, but in a completely different way. Okay, so we're talking about the rays of the sun, the light that the sun gives off, within the ball of fire of the sun. Okay? Shen Nikra, and here's where he veers away from earlier. He was talking about the lack of value of the rays of the sun vis-a-vis the ball of the sun, right? That was the point he was trying to make earlier. What value can there possibly be to the ray as it exists within the ball of the sun? That's not what he's talking about here. Here he's talking about the relationship between the light and the sun, okay? Because the Guf HaShemesh, Shenikra Ma'ar, the body of the sun, is called the illuminator. Okay, it's called the Ma'ar, the Torah Kibesh. Ksivas HaMa'ar HaGadol, like the Torah, it sells those Mereshis. That the Ma'ar HaGadol is called the Shemesh. VeHaziv, yet the rays. VeHanitzutz HaMispashet UMe'ir Mimenu. And the sparks of light that illuminate from it, Nikra'ar. You have the ma'or, that which generates the light. And then you have the or, you have the light that comes out of it. Okay? K'may shiksev, like the Torah tells us, v'yikra l'kim la'or yoyim. The Torah says that Hashem called the Ur and called it Yom. When the Ur is in its source in the body of the sun, it is unified with the sun in the most unifiable way possible. Ki ein sham rak etzem echad. No one would go at that point and point to the sun and to the ray and say that there's two different things going on there. It's all one in that stage. Shu guf hamor, there is the body of the sun, hameir, which is giving off light. Ki aziva or sham etzem echad mamish im guf hamor hameir. Because there, the rays and the light is a literally one thing with the guf hamayr, with the guf of the illuminator that is giving off the light. The light has no existence unto itself at that point. So I'm going to see if somebody's trying to get on. No. Okay. Ukidvarim, this is very funny. Ukidvarim ha'elam mamish, literally like this. V'yosim is, and much more than this. Hein midos of Shal Hakadosh Baruch Hu are the midos of Hakadosh Baruch Hu v'ritzayin v'chachmos and His will and His wisdom. Ba'elam atzilus in the highest world called elam atzilus im mehusay ve'atzmusikav yachal. That's how much they are unified with the essence of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Hamislabish b'toicham. Who is in, if you will, enrobed in them? Umisiached imam b'tachlas hayichud, and he's totally one with them. Why am I saying that? He says, "Me'ach hashenim shuchu v'netzlu mi'ito yizbarach," because they are direct illuminations and emanations that are coming from him. Al derech marshal, and again using the same parable, kiderech hispashtus ha'or me'ashemesh. Just like the sun is giving off its light, so too in Olam Atzilus is the Rebbeinu Shleilam emanating these midas. So far, he says the mashal and the nimshal are lining up. Ach, le mamish b'derech zeh, but no way are they similar. They mamish line up perfectly, but they're in no way similar. Rak b'derech rechaykav niflah masal gaseinu, they are so different. They are so different that it's so wondrously distant from our grasp. Because his ways are so much greater and distant than our ways. Despite that, just to bend the ear, to give us some way to grasp it, nishma, let's nonetheless, despite the fact that the emotional is so imperfect, let's focus on it. Let's ponder this. The marshal of the Or HaShemesh, HaMiyuchud U'Batal B'Mkayr, which is totally nullified and virtually non-existent in its source. Ve'ein O'ilu B'Shem Klav B'Fnei Atzmai, to such a degree where in its source, it doesn't even have its own name. Rak Shem HaMekar Levadi, all there is the sun. There is no light. Kach. So too, Kol midos of Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all the midos of Hashem, v'ritzonai v'chachmosai, and His will and His wisdom, einan oilos v'nikrois b'shem es elu klal, they have no significance, they have no relevance, they have no names at all. Ele ligabe hanivroim al yoinim v'tachtoinim, the only place that they have significance and value and importance and any relevance is vis-a-vis the receivers. Okay? Why is it relevant to us? Shahaviyosam v'chiyusam v'anagosam. Because for us, our existence and our life source and the operation, Shakadish Baruch Hu ma'ava m'chayosam u'manhigam, the fact that the operation, the means, the technicalities of how Shakadish Baruch Hu operates all those things, operates through his wisdom, through his will, through his bina, through his understanding, through his das, hamislabshes b'midos v'agdoshes, that are enrobed, they're enclosed at that point in his midas, k'deisim b'medrash, as the medrash clearly tells us, I'm not making this up, as the medrash says so. It says in the medrash, pasar dvarim nivra ha'ilam, with 10 things, creation was brought into existence. B'chachma b'svuna b'das b'chulu d'chsev Hashem b'chachma yasad eretz. Kanyan shemayim b'svuna b'day t'tayim esnivaku. U'kemayim r'aliyo. Really, the truth is, this is really very clearly explained in that section of the Zohar that's printed in all the Sidurim before Shachris. Pasach aliyo. It says there, Da'afikas ese tikkunin. The Rebbeinu Shalom emanated 10 tikkunin. V'karinan lahainan, we call them ese sfirin, 10 spheres. La'anhoga bain almin, to operate with them as tools, almin the world. Steemin deleis galion, they are concealed, they're not revealed. The almin disgalion, and then the worlds are revealed. And in those revealed worlds, those midas are concealed. Aderech Moshe. He says, let me tell you, let's have a little glimpse. On the first of the days of creation, Niglas midas hachesed. So the first day, there is a emanation of chesed. Kelula mikol midos of hakdoshes. Now the Hashem's chesed is inclusive of all the midos. Biritzoynei bechachmasai ubinasai v'dayetem milavashim ba. And included in that chesed is also the chachma and the bina and the das. Okay? It's all inclusive. But the primary mida, if you will, is chesed. Ubarabai ba. And with that midah of chesed, he created. Now, what's the meaning of chesed? Because chesed is this flow, this ever spreading flow of energy. Okay? Ubarabasa'ur, b'mami yihi'ur. And we know that the first day Hashem created Ur, he said, Yashib chinis hispashtus. That's the Lashon Kodesh word of complete expansion. That's chesed. Aydam chesed yivana. This complete expansion. V'yamshachas ha'or la'olam milamayla, and this was the withdrawing of this ur and its emanation to the worlds below. V'yispashtusay ba'olam misayfayolam atzayfay. It continued to spread from one end of the world to the other. Shibchinis midas ha'chesed. That's the definition of chesed. Chesed is ever-flowing, boundless, limitless, hashpa. Now, without something holding it back, it would be just that. It would continue to flow. So what do you have now? Now you need to put a stop. What's the midah that's used to stop the chesed? Gevura. Right? But, up to the top of Pechas, sheklu legame midas gevura, because inclusive in it is also the mid of Gevura. Therefore, it's not pure, unbridled chesed, which would have just continued, but it had to be stepped down a level. It had to be restrained with Gevura. And that limits it already from being pure chesed. A second reason it's not pure chesed is because it had to become embodied and clothed in this world, which is, by definition, a limited world. So two reasons. Number one is that it would continue to expand. Number two is that it's coming into a world which is a limited world. In what way is it limited? Shumahalech, Tufkov Shanam Eretz L'Rikia. You mentioned this in the earlier prakim. It takes 500 years to get from Eretz to Rikia. That's why not so many people have tried. Umemizach L'mayrim, and so too from east to west. Chem B'yem Sheni. Now, let's apply it to the next midah, Midas HaGvura, Niglas Midas HaGvura. If you remember, what we're doing Maranaim, Maranaim is a piece as to why the bracha, Shemoneh Esrei, It's called Gevuras Geshamim. Geshem, rain, is the ultimate chesed. Why is it called Gevuras Geshamim? If I remember correctly, he brings in the whole story with Chani Amagel, that it came in with too big of a shetef, and what Chani insisted, no, it's got to be like, what's the word? He says that rain, when it's not tempered at all, isn't chesed at all. It'll completely wipe out the world. So it's chesed because Rebbe Yishlai puts it into droplets. Therefore, the chesed is gevuras geshamim. That's what he's saying here. Chemiyam sheni. Niglas midas ha-gevura. Kulula mishay midas. There too, it is inclusive of the other midas. Viritzayin evachachmasa yubinasa vidayate. And included in it are all the other elements. Ubarabah rekiya. There you have the first division that took place, right? The Rebbe Yishlai created the mayim emal, the mayim below. And he created this rikiyah. He separated the waters. That's the first time we experience the primary midah of gevura. What do you mean? He concealed the spiritual waters above from the physical waters below. Look at the root of this word. Nizgashmu hatachtoinim. The gishomim below became physicalized. Bevdelam elyanim, in their separation from the world above. So the function of Gura was to turn this into physical water. But amidas chesed kulul above. Nonetheless, even though it appears as Gura, the midah of chesed is inclusive in it, ki oinam chesed yibana. Because by definition, the Ribbono shel Olam, the purpose of the world is chesed. Sha'akoil kedei shetirah yabosha. The reason for that gvura, the Ribbono shel Olam limited the water into a certain space. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for this every day. Va'odam aleh, and so that we can have the revealed dry land, and man can be put on it, la'avid Hashem. The same is true of all the midas. They're all tempered. They're all inclusive of each other. This is what Eliyahu Navi says there in the Tikkunim Shom Lachzo, to show us Eich Isnaig Alma, how the world operates, B'tzedek v'mishpat, with a balance. Tzedek Yudin, Mishpat Yirachmim. Tzedek is Gvura, and Mishpat is Rachmim, that's mercy. Kula Lachzo, it's all to show us Eich Isnaig Alma, how the world operates. Of a lav, but now he goes back to the point that he made earlier. Of a lav de Islach Tzedek Yidia. Don't attribute these midas to Hashem's essence. De Yudin Vele Mishpat. Yes, the Rebbeinu Shlom emanates din, he emanates mishpat, he emanates tzedakah, and all these things. But he is not these things. So it's the shemesh, right? The ur that comes from the shemesh. But don't define the shemesh as ur. Ur emanates from the shemesh, but it doesn't define the shemesh.
Is he coming to defend the Chachmei HaEmes?
He's coming to defend the spheres.
Yeah,
right.
People were attacking them for using spheres in their...
Precisely. So he's defending the use of spheres by saying, you who are attributing these spheres to HaKadosh Baruch Hu yourself, you're not understanding... We're going further. You're not understanding the function of it. That's what he's saying. You're not understanding what the Chachmei HaKabbalah are trying to do with it. They're not trying to define HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Now he starts with... the lower spheres. You know, he skips
Chacham and Bina Das.
He
Well, he dealt with them a lot earlier, but yes.
But he says Chachmas and Binas V'daitai
are operational in all of them. Right.
But he's passing them over.
Well, again, because he is focusing on the Olam Chesed Yibana.
Yeah.
All right. Now he says...
I don't get the whole concept of how it's not... These are not him.
Well, that's what he's saying. You can't. That's the part that we have difficulty with, because in human experience, it's all part of the same thing. Okay, so now we're going to go into Perek Yud Aleph. the 11th chapter, Daf Peches. Vihine. Now he says, and this again is very, very exciting in how he puts this into the terminology of something that we're so familiar with, and we never thought of it in this way. We know, the Mishnah tells us, Ba'asara ma'maris nivra'ilam. The world was created with 10 statements. See, gam asara ma'maris gam ken nikru b'shem ma'maris. The 10 utterances are called statements. They're called utterances. Ligabe ha'nivroim b'levad. Only from our vantage point. From Hashem's vantage point, they're not called utterances. What does that mean? What that means is ki kemoish ha'midos shebenishmas ha'odam, just like the midos. When we're dealing with the neshama of a person, kishiboyim li hisgalus b'maisa, when they come out in action, I'm sorry, kishiboyis li hisgalus b'maisa hen boyis, right? When they come out, when a person's midah is going to express itself, you can't see a person's midah in their, you can't read their DNA, you can't read their brains, right? It comes out in action. How does it come out? Where does it start? Milavashos, they first and foremost come out enclosed in ba'isiyas ha'machshava. The first place a person's midah is going to express itself is going to be in the form of the letters of one's thoughts. I want to act with chesed. It's going to first express itself in thought. Kigen midas chesed v'rachamim sheben neshama, like a person's built-in mercy and their kindness. They cannot possibly come out in actuality unless the person is thinking of Mahar and he's pondering, unless he's literally thinking of doing something kind. So that's the first expression takes place in the thought process. A person can't act without first thinking. Or let's say we're dealing with a person who has the ability to command others to do like a king. So then his attribute of chesed and the letters of his thoughts are going to first come out, not in action, but they're going to come out in letters of speech. V'chein, and similarly, sometimes it doesn't even have to come to action at all. It's possible to act in chesed just in speech, by saying to somebody a good word, right? That chesed doesn't have to be chesed that leads to an action. It could just be by lifting somebody's spirits in word itself. Kacha derech moshel, so too do we understand when they come out in a revealed way to us, when we see the midas coming out in reality from our vantage point, is nikra gilui zev amshachas pulazu. So this revelation for us, we refer to it b'shem maimer. We refer to it as a statement, because that's how it would be in our experience. In order to get the actual midah into any form where it is relatable to another person, it would either have to be in speech or in the letters of action. So when we want to speak about those things vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we refer to them as a mimer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a mouth. It's the terminology that we're borrowing from the human experience. V'tzirif oisiyos, and the combination of those letters. Shariyev sheshetia shum pu'ula nimshachas mimidois avagdoishes, because no action can come out of those holy midas, b'litzirufim hanikroim b'shem oisiyos, without them being combined into the forms of letters. Kigoin. For instance, lebrias ha'oyer mimidas ha'chasid. To create oyer, which, as we discussed in the last parak, is the result of the attribute of chesed. is nimshach b'mena hamshachas pulas v'koyach lifo v'livra b'yasar. So from that midah, there now comes an actual, to use a bad term, a withdrawal, right? You're going to make a withdrawal from the bank of chesed to create ur. So now, to borrow from our experience, we refer to it as a withdrawal, which is going from the essence of a neshama into something that could be related to somebody else. How does that happen? Well, you got to put together letters. And those letters can either be put into words or can be put into action. And those become the letters of the statement that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made. Even though we dare not attribute to HaKadosh Baruch Hu the same qualities that Chas V'Shalom, he needs letters of thought like we need letters, we think in words. This is the equality by a human experience. If a neshama wants to express itself in a chesedic way, it's going to have to come into letters and then into either verbiage or action. So in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's case, when he brings something from non-existence into existence, we use the same terminology of a mimer. Because the light was actually created from a withdrawal of this unique aspect. The fact is that even though the porcupine was also built from chesed, but when Hashem said Yehi Or, he didn't bring a porcupine into existence. He brought Or into existence. So there is an individual, unique aspect of light versus porcupine. Right? So do you see that there is some form of particularity that comes out from this verbiage used versus that verbiage? Kimemayim, like another creation, he uses water instead of porcupines. Because mayim comes into existence with the different combination of letters, hamayim al-disavis hamayim, that points to the creation of water. And so too with anything else. The bottom line of this is, all existence, all power, all energy, anything that the Rebbeinu Shalom created and he emanated to bring something into existence out of nothing. And not just then, 5,000 years ago, but now, to create them now and to give them their sustenance now. Nikroim, we will always refer to them b'shem oisius hakdoshes, in the name of the utilization of these holy letters. That is the tool that the Rebbeinu Shalom uses from his ratzon, from his desire, his wisdom, his midas, lamais, to create the world, to sustain them. Now, these can be summarized in two types of worlds. Alman Steeman, the Zohar refers to them as concealed worlds, Delay is Galion, that are not revealed. What are they? Those are Elamais that come into existence and they exist and they live from Koiches that are concealed. Kamai, what's the human equivalent of this? Oisius Hamachshava Shabinishmas Adam. Thank God. Most of us never reveal our thoughts, right? They remain in our heads. So too, kaviyachol, when we're speaking of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there are olamos that were never came to gilui. The almin des galyon, and that which we refer to as the revealed worlds, nivru, they were created, v'chayim, and they exist, mizgalish and izgalu koiches v'amshachas hanalomais hanikrois v'shem oisius hamachshava. So too, they started out as well in the realm of machshava. Ukishem bebchinis his galus lachiyos almin disgalin, when they go from the almin of what he called before the concealed world, and now they come to almin disgalin. Now they come to use b'shem amores. Udvar Hashem. They come to, we use the terminology of speech, viruach piv, or we use, where do we see the terminology ruach piv? K'mayisis hadibur ba'adam adayach mashal. For instance, like we see the speech of man, Shem migalis l'shaimim, they reveal to the listeners, mashayot safun, what up until this point was hidden, v'sasam b'liba, and concealed in his heart. Heart, avo be'emes. But he says again, don't get confused by the mashal. The letters of speech above, they're far beyond anything we can begin to grasp or understand. Because when the Ribbono Shelem Kaviyachol uttered, let us make man, Nivra Adam, Baal Chachma V'Seichel, what came into existence? A human being who is a Baal Chachma V'Seichel, has wisdom. Forget about speech. There was something that came into existence just with the vapor, Kaviyachol of Hashem. Levad. What's that? Top of the page. Kedachsiv V'Yipach Ba'apav Nishmas Chaim. The neshama of man wasn't even through Dibur. That's even something deeper than Dibur. That's the neshama. Im gain. That being the case, but that's why there's a distinction between it and Dibur and a Mimer.
I mean, there you would have a really hard time seeing there's any separation.
Yeah. So v'im gain a Dibur v'hevel alien who makar achachma v'asechal shabnishmas adam arishain. So now, let's go back, he says. The first Dibur and that Hevel was the source of the Chachma, the wisdom, and the Seichel, and the intellect of the first man. Ha Koilelas, and included in other Mishnas, Kol Nishmas HaTzadikim, all the Nishmas of the greatest Tzadikim, Shem Gedol, and the Malachi HaShareis, that are even greater than the highest and the deepest angels. How is that? Mahainu Lefi Sha'isis Dibura Yisparach. Going back to now what he said in the last three prokim. The reason that the tzaddikim are able to be greater than Malachi Asharis is because those oisiyas of Dibur stem from those midas that are completely and totally one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shulamayla Mayalein Ketz Mimadegas Chachma Sheben Ivraim, that is higher and deeper than any Chachma that exists in any creation, including the angels. V'loinikru Oisiyos, again, he repeats this again and again, it's all, they're only called letters Ligabi An Ivraim vis-a-vis us. Abad Gabi Midoisa Vizbarach Bechvedan Ba'atzman, but not the vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Now, what are these Oisiyos? V'hine hen chav beiz mine hamshachos chiyus v'koychos. These 22 letters of the alphabet are not symbols like the alphabeta and whatever the Chinese symbols are, and whatever, they are completely different. They are 22 forms of points of withdrawal, of chiyus v'koyches, shoinim zeh mizeh, each one with a unique koyach, a unique personality. Shebahen nivru kol olamos elyonim v'tachtonim, they're not just the fact that they make up words, but these Oisiyos are 22 different personality qualities that make up all of the worlds above and below, and everything contained in them. You know why? Because that's what Hashem wanted. Hashem dafka specifically wanted there to be 22 different types. Not one more, not one less. These are the 22 letters that are embedded in the mouth, the lashon, and the tongue. Now, so where are the 22 letters really? Their source is in the mouth. Utmunasam biksav, their shape that we see in written form, that's just a symbol as to what its essence is. Fascinating. So the shape of the letter is symbolic of what the nature, the true nature of the letter is. Shigam oisius hadiba v'machshava shebenefesh ha'adam henam shachas me'asechel v'amida shebenefesh, because even in the human experience, speech and the thought, and our thoughts are made up of words, of the human soul are all hamshachas from the seichel and the midah shebenefesh. They're all emanations of a person's neshama, memahusan v'atmusan k'moy she'echta b'makom acher, as he will eventually write elsewhere. Okay. All right, take it up, Amir Tashem, next to
come back and pick us up.
See you.
Thanks.
Thank you.